This is KLCC. I'm Tripp Sommer. Long live the Grateful Dead. The sentiment is still kept alive by Deadheads through shared music and memories. As a member of the band's extended family in the 1980s and 90s, Susanna Millman had an insider's access to take pictures. Her recently released book is called Alive with the Dead, or A Fly on the Wall with a Camera. Millman, who is married to the band's former publicist, Dennis McNally, shared mutual friends with Jerry Garcia.
In 1984, at some point, Jerry kind of randomly said to me, "Hey, man, you and McNally ought to get together." And I think he said something similar to Dennis, too. And so he walked me down the aisle because my dad had died when I was young. And I thought, well, why not our matchmaker? And I told him he could walk on water because we got married at a club that had a covered swimming pool. So he thought that was weird enough to do what he liked doing weird things. So I think it was his trust in me. You know, my relationship with Dennis, and that was very helpful in letting me take pictures. As a petite person who's basically benign and loving, I got to be trusted fairly quickly, although perhaps not by the crew, because they had a higher, different level of requiring trust, if at all. So
I'm sure there's some interesting stories behind that comment as well.
Yeah, yes.
I do want to talk a little bit more about, you know, that the Grateful Dead, especially Jerry Garcia, were photographed so much. And then even as a part of the band's extended family, how were you able to take those great photos while not bursting the band's bubble of privacy?
Well, I was selective about what I would take photos of. They looked at me a little differently than they would look at an outside photographer. Also, I was there so constantly. You know, they kind of adapted out to my being there with the camera. I mean, you know, they knew that no harm would come to them from these pictures, and that I was conveying the really good family elements and fun stuff of what I experienced. The only one who really liked having his picture taken was Mickey, but the rest of them certainly put up with me.
Could you pick out and tell us about a few of your favorite pictures in the book?
Mickey Hart, who was responsible for getting the relationship between the Grateful Dead and the Giotto monks. So he had the monks recording at his house. So all the sound guys from ultrasound, you know, were there setting up the recordings. And Mickey was vacuuming the floor for the monks, and that it would be a beautiful space for them to do the recording. So I have this picture of him where he's looking directly at me, and it's like, my God, I'm Mickey Hart. I'm a rock star. Look at me. I'm vacuuming the floor because I care enough about the monks to do that. This is a crew story, okay? I'm on the stage in 1994 shooting, because it was very hard to get a good picture of the drummers from the audience, particularly Billy, because he was like a talking head behind his drum. So I'm on stage trying to get pictures of Billy, and his roadie, Billy Grillo, who was the biker in the Hell in a Bucket video, starts beckoning to me. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? I am going to be in trouble, but I better find out what's going on. So I go over to him, and it was actually really sweet. He had a Rottweiler named Caesar. He had gotten Caesar headphones that matched his headphones, and he wanted a photograph of them. So I took a photograph of that, and that's in the book, along with a very good shot of Billy Kreutzmann that I got the same day, which was my original goal.
How would you explain people's never-ending fascination with the Grateful Dead? And pardon me for asking, but why does the world need another book about them?
Yeah, well, This book is really up close and personal. It's maybe one third of the band on stage, but the other two thirds are backstage and off stage, and give a little more depth about what these guys are like as people and some of their other interests. And some good stuff that they did in the world, like giving a nice boost to the environmental movement. So that's why I think the world could use this book, and why are people fascinated with the Grateful Dead? Because it's a very positive experience. So it's that thread of the alternate that runs through our culture.
Lord, they're setting us on fire. Crazy rooster crowing midnight. Balls of lightning roll along. Old men sing about their dreams. Women laugh and children scream. And the band keeps playing on.
Susanna Millman's new book is called Alive with the Dead, or A Fly on the Wall with a Camera. She has a book signing this Sunday at 2 at Skips Records and CD World in Eugene. I'm Trip Summer, KLCC.